The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the better looking Mike Castro. We are at opposite ends of the continent. This guy's Miami, Florida.
Miami.
Yep. All right. So I'm not quite opposite. I'm in Arizona. So I stopped before I got all the way to the other ocean. But Mike is one of our elite members. And we usually have next level, kind of higher level people on. But Mike has just been kicking butt and being so good of an implementer. I wanted to share his story specifically. So before we jump in, why don't you just give a quick intro, Mike, who you are, what brought you to us, and kind of give us a little background, and we'll dive into what's going on with your world.
Okay. Well, again, Mike Castro, and I'm the owner of All Building Cleaning Corporation. We service the Tri-County area here in South Florida, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. We currently have about 65 employees. We're doing pretty well to my idea, but then I reached out because I've been stuck in a couple of millions sales a year for, well, I don't even remember, 7, 8, 9 years. So I reached out because I knew I needed help. I needed to, and I regret not calling you before and reaching out because I've been listening to the podcast and looking at different content that you put out there. And and it's funny because I kept hearing the things that I knew I had to work on. And that kind of stopped me calling. I said, well, you know, I know I have to do this, so I'm just going to do it. Why haven't, you know, coach me and tell me to do? But now, since I signed on a few weeks ago, I see the value of the coaching. I see everything in front of me and, you know, implementing what I'm learning. And I see the changes already. So definitely, I should have, you know, done it quicker, but I'm glad I did.
Why Mike's my favorite client. I don't have to coach him. I just be quiet. He coaches his own self. It's the best.
Don't be quiet. I don't talk too much. So, you know.
Just for everyone listening, the big thing I want you guys to take away from, you're going to have a lot out of this, but I hear this a lot. I was stuck for, you know, God forbid, 8 or 9 years. And it doesn't matter if it's 20,000, 200,000, 2 million, or 20 million. And again, stuck for 3 months, 4 months, that's normal. That's business. We ebb and flow. But yeah, when it starts to get to be a year or 2 years, or God forbid more than that, do something different, right? And whether it's reach out to us or a different coach or just whatever, if you keep doing the same results, the chances you're going to get something different are virtually zero. And it's going to be scary, whatever it is, right? Investing money in yourself and the company and coaching and equipment and whatever. It doesn't matter. Just know it's going to be scary, right? It doesn't always have to be easy. But you know what's scary to me is doing the same daggum thing and not getting any different results. So
right.
I'm really excited about you, Mike, because with most clients, one, it's heavier one or the other. Like, I was working too hard and now I'm working less, or I wasn't making as much money as I wanted, or you know, wasn't growing like I wanted, and now I got unstuck. And for you, you're like, right, you've got both. So let's talk. I value time more, and I think the audience probably wants your money. So we'll save money for the end because that's what they want, because I'm so into time. Walk us through what kind of a work schedule you had, you know, over the last year or two, if that was part of what made you reach out, what you've done different, just whatever value you can give from your experience to help the people out there that are still working too hard.
Yeah. So typically, because we didn't have any systems, I was working 50, 60 hours a week, but I couldn't really tell you specifically what. I was just doing everything.
Yeah.
And just overseeing everything.
Professional firefighter. This is, the fire comes up, yep. Mike puts on his cape and flies out and tries to save it.
Exactly. I mean, I was still doing invoicing, scheduling. The only thing that you coach and I've been out of, it's cleaning, but everything else I was doing. I was doing everything else. So I would get up early morning, check my email. Sometimes we do some overnight accounts. Sometimes I would have an email, something went wrong, so I had to immediately take care of it, send an email, reach out to a client, said that, you know, this happened last night. And then you know, have my coffee and continue to just get emails, get phone calls. Even my assistant, my account manager, my team out there, they would call me just to check to make sure that whatever they were going to do, it was okay to do. Which now I'm learning, you know, I just, and it's my fault, obviously, it's not theirs because I didn't teach them, I didn't train them properly. Now I'm starting to see, okay, no, I'm going to take your call from this, you know, time in the morning and this time in the afternoon. We're going to check what you did during the day. I'm going to let you know if you made a mistake. It's not the end of the world. We, you know, tomorrow you get better. I'll let you know what mistake you did, but you make decisions. You make, because you've been doing this with me for a long time. So now they're getting, you know, and I've been able to take weekends off. On weekends, I was off.
Right.
You know, we like to say, but the phone, the calls, the emails,
for those on the podcast, Mike did a huge air quotes on the off. So if you're, it was a very sarcastic off, not a literal off. Go ahead.
Yeah, because you know, I was still working, even on vacations. We love my wife, my daughter. We love to take road trips, I used to take a couple of weeks off and just take a long road trip, and I was proud of myself because I was taking a vacation, but I find myself stopping a lot of times on a rest stop to send an email, to take a phone call, to handle something because I didn't want to be driving and doing it or have my daughter, my wife drive while I was doing. So I'm learning and I'm implementing what I'm learning and I already see a big change. Definitely weekends, I'm off, really off, not with the quotes, I'm off on weekends. To be honest, it's old habit. It's the fear of, you know, so sometimes I check on them just to make sure. We have teams working on weekends. We have car dealerships that work 7 days and restaurants. So I still check from them, but it's on my time, not because they call me and we're having this problem and you need to take care of it. No. So that part of the time, I think it's helping my family, my wife, my wife sees my daughter. They see that I'm not as stressed as before. I'm relaxed. You know, sometimes my phone is here, it's off, but sometimes I have it on top of a table and my wife sees I'm getting a call. She says, "You're getting a call, it's your assistant." And I look, okay, you know, she knows I'm not taking calls now.
I love that.
She'll leave a message and when I'm, you know, I check the messages at the time that she knows and then we'll talk about it. So she's like, "Wow, you're really doing much better." Because I'm not, before, as soon as I saw, I was eating with the phone on the other hand, you know, okay, yeah, let's do this. Let me send a message. Let me send an email. So definitely the time part of it and the blocking times to do things. Really, I'm busy now working on the business, watching the modules, you know, watching podcasts and what you teach and making notes and trying to implement everything. Learning because I'm not tech savvy, so I'm trying to learn everything little by little. So that's where most of my days go now, and doing walkthroughs. I'm still doing walkthroughs and proposals, but that I believe is working on the business, which is what ultimately I want to do.
So, gosh, I'm so glad that you shared that, Mike, because getting to talk to a lot of owners of cleaning companies, that was such a perfect example of a very typical story of. You know, there's when you take out the money, there's just two levels. There's I'm still cleaning or I'm still in the office, right? And such a perfect picture of the in the office guy. And I love that you said, A, that your family's noticing, because it's one thing, you know, they've been burned, not just your family, but all of our entrepreneurial families have been burned with next month. This is a busy month or just a busy time. There's always, I don't want to say an excuse, but in our mind, we believe it. And then years go by and our spouses stop believing, right? So I love that she and hopefully your daughter are like, something's really different. Mike's not, dad's not, or honey's saying, not saying that things are gonna get better. They're better. And I think it's a dopamine hit. We certainly there's gotta be the support and the encouragement and the what to do and how to do it. But I'm sure when you started, I know when I started, Mike, a long time ago, things were all us and we didn't know how to lead and, you know, things kind of ran through us. And for the first 6 months or maybe even 12 months of any business, maybe that's even appropriate, especially if you're a new business owner and you don't have experience. Right. But then that's not the reality, but we get used to how it feels to solve problems, right? Someone calls and we're like, boom, do this, boom, do that. And we get a little dopamine hit and we don't realize, like drugs, right? Like I've not been addicted to drugs, but I, from what I understand, you take the drugs, you feel great. You're like, I can feel good right now, but then you can't stop taking the drugs. And then you right. need the drugs. And then all of a sudden it turns to where if I don't take the drugs, I feel like garbage and I need the drugs just to feel normal. So just I think that, feel, yeah, exactly. hit, that goes to like, this is my life. So I love that you're getting, like you're changing your frame around that from I get my worth or my value or how I contribute to the world or what makes me important from putting out little fires to being present with my family, to keeping my word, to work on, to building something special with my business. And I love that you're making the distinction. And I wanted to clarify on this for Clean Nation before we start talking money, because that's good too. The in and the on. So the beautiful thing about on is you can pick it up and set it down. So like technically doing job walkthroughs, that's still in the business, but the pay is so freaking high. Say you, an average client, $3,000 a month for you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And how long do they stay? You tell me, how many years would a client stay?
I have clients for 10 years. I've had 3-5 years. So, you know.
Let's say three. So $100,000, give or take $100,000 relationship, maybe more, maybe less. And the sales process for your time might be an hour. So, and say you're like, well, I only get 1 out of 4. Okay, well, so now that hour is worth $25,000. So yes, you are working in your business at $25,000 an hour. I'm okay with that kind of in the business.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Everything else you said is on building systems and processes that you're like, I can do it now or at midnight or never. The business is running fine on my own. So I love that distinction between in and on. All right, before we start talking about the money part, because that's exciting and that's what everyone else wants to hear. Anything else that you, any other value you can give to Cleaning Nation or encouragement or fears that you had that you've overcome, anything you can share to, because I love that you're a fan of the podcast and now you're like, I was that guy. What could you, I'll make it even easier. What would you tell 4 months ago, Mike Castro, who's like, maybe this is my life. Maybe I'll always be stuck here. What would you tell that guy?
Oh, you've been dumb for many. I will tell my, you haven't, because I think the value out of this is to, and as business owners, we always have fear because that's, you know, our family depends on that, but our employees depend on our business running. So we have a lot, and we have to a certain degree, our clients, we have to, so it's a lot of responsibility that we have. But I think to be decisive, when you know, when don't wait to be stuck 8 years like I was. After a few months, if you see, try something different. You know, that if you keep doing the same thing, nothing is, it's not going to change because you tried, or okay, if you want to wait a year, but don't wait 8 years like I did. So definitely that's the one thing, the fear of change. Mm-hmm. And I think you hear that in politics and in everything, in walks of life, because people are fearful of change. But if you feel that you're stuck and you want to grow and you want to take your business, you have to make the changes. And you have to be decisive and say, okay, I need to make this thing. I'm going to do it.
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there. And let me make it even easier or more direct. Say Mike had reached out and got some coaching and we were full of crap. Okay, it's not great. He'd spend some time, some money, some, you know, I'm not saying that's great, but believe it or not, I still think if that was, he's like, did that, and then he reached out and did something else, and that didn't work. And he reached out and did something, and say it took the fourth or the fifth thing, at least you're getting data. At least you get a lesson.
Yeah.
When you keep doing the same thing, you don't risk any time or money, I guess. Well, I mean, you risk the time and money you're already putting into it, right? Like if $10,000 a month and it's costing you $20,000 a month, not to know how to make $30,000 a month, right?
So imagine how many hours I was spending a month just doing invoices. That's it. Like you say, that's a $10 job, $10 an hour job. And I was doing that. So how much money was I really making if we see it? So that, you know, so even like you said, if I try something and it doesn't work, I learn from that. Okay, I'm not going to do that because it didn't work. Let's move to the next one. But you have to make, you know, the steps to get a different result.
You can't steer a parked car. Believe it or not, I'd rather you start driving and going the wrong direction, because at least you're in motion. You'll start getting data. This doesn't look familiar. Something feels weird. And you can turn the thing around. But as long as the car is parked, there's nothing. Yeah. That's it. You can get hit by a meteor or not. Those are like, there's no movement. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. So just guys, gals, give yourself permission to make a mistake. The one mistake you don't want to make is that's why Mike mentioned a couple of times, decisive. And that's the most insidious thing about this whole thing is people think they're putting off a decision. Well, I know I want something different, but I'll think about coaching or learning or investing in equipment or a new hire or whatever the case is. All typically when it comes to spending money or spending time, that's where we get indecisive or scared. I'll make that decision later. You're not making, you just made a decision right now. That's a decision.
You made a decision.
Yeah. So don't go like, or like risk. I can't risk time or money or whatever is at stake here. What do you think you're risking now? You're going to pay either way. It's just, if it's me, I want to go down swinging. I'd rather try something and fail and go, well, and then another thing, as opposed to just going, I know this doesn't work, but by golly, I'm committed. Like, I'm going to ride this right to the grave. Okay, I think we beat that horse. And by the way, nothing to do with nothing. I think I could listen to Mike read the phone book. Your accent is great, man. I just love the way you speak. It's fantastic. If I could use that accent, I think I could rule the world. Okay, maybe not in Florida. I think it's common there. Here in Arizona, you would be very elegant and like exotic sounding. In Florida, you're just another dude. You know, probably not even accent. I would have the accent in Florida. Okay, so what about money? The biggest thing is and we don't have to get into details, of course, but my perspective, and I want to hear yours. You had a good top line revenue. You're working too hard. That much more important than the money. Not that the money's not important, and you just weren't making the profit for the time and effort and experience. And like, you have this opportunity to 10 and realizing probably a 4 out of that. What was A, would you agree with you tell me how you saw it, and B, what have you done to move that meter? Cause I see you freeing up and it's only been a couple months. So, you know, maybe we'll have you back in 6 months and you can really do some flexing, but early on now, how's that feeling on the financial side?
Okay, well, like I said, we were stuck for years at the 2 million. And I always, I mean, personally, I was taking in profit and making pretty good money, what we call. So I was, but I realized that even though I wasn't, let's say I wasn't struggling to meet payroll. Let's put that example. Yeah,
you're not broke.
Yeah, but still, some months that a few clients took long to pay, and I had to do payroll, and I was like, oof, I'm really close. I mean, so in the back of my mind, I was always thinking, am I making enough profit? Am I charging enough? What about if, for some reason, a few clients decide to take longer than usual to pay, and I have to meet payroll? Wow. What? Because it happened.
They go bankrupt.
It happened to me a few.
Go ahead.
That happened to me the last time 4 or 5 years ago. I was still selling about 2 million a year, and it happened, and I had to take a loan to meet payroll. Mm. So that always stayed in the back of my mind. So now, after I started with your program, looking at, I think that the rock star sheet, I hope I said that word, I don't want to get anybody there.
Just for everyone out there that's not a client, our tracker that tracks.
Our tracker, yeah. So that has helped me a lot, because I see the number, what we charge, what we pay. And then I see the cost of goods, and I see what I'm really making, and I'm like, I'm not making any money in this account. So even though I feel, I'm making money because I'm taking profit, but if you go account by account, it's good. Some accounts I'm not making anything. Maybe I'm paying them to go clean. And a few I'm making a little more. So it averages to, I'm making money. Yeah. So if you don't look at your numbers and you don't realize that, you could go out of business because you don't have cash. So that has made me. Then I started doing some price increases. I realized, even looking at the tracking sheet again, that I'm not doing enough. So I put a break on it. I'm going back to, and one thing I wasn't using, it's your, what you call it? The pricing sheet.
Pricing sheet.
Yeah. that's amazing as well, because I wasn't using it, and now I'm plugging in the numbers for each account. It's okay. This account is 5 days a week. It's 21 times 21 days a month. These many hours. This is what I should be charging if I want to be at 50% or 45%. So I'm going to start going by that and having those conversations, the price increases. And now for the new clients, the new prospects, the walkthroughs, the new proposals that I'm doing, I'm also going by that. I'm learning to, because I wasn't charging correctly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more. It comes to the perfect prospect, the perfect mm-hmm. client. When a client, the core values, there's so much they have that, but it's a system that everything comes together once you, but I have to go step by step. So the clients that I already have, definitely I have to get them to the level that they need to be. And then, but I'm already seeing a little bit of better numbers, but I see the potential that I have.
Definitely. Well, and the cool thing, yeah. there's so much I want to unpack with what you're saying, Mike. You're one of my favorite. I'm so glad to have you on, because I could do a 2-hour podcast with you. One, Mike said something briefly I want to highlight because it's important. I used to think when I was young, businesses went out of business because of lack of profit, which happens, but it's rare. Businesses go out of business because of lack of cash. So newer business owners don't understand the importance of cash. And like, well, I'm profitable and I should, and on paper, but you can't pay payroll or rent or anything, taxes with paper. You can only pay with actual real life profit. So just don't underestimate. And this is more for the commercial and the residential. Cash flow is a big deal, a big, big, big deal. And when you start having large clients, that might be 5, 10, 20 grand a month, and you're doing that 30, and it's 60 days before you get paid from when you started. And one guy goes bankrupt, just one. It can, worst case, put you out of business. More realistically, crush your profit for the whole year, or at least a quarter. It's just one little thing. So cash flow is a big deal. Second thing, what I was thinking as Mike was talking, is it's really an outside perspective. Like Mike said it so perfectly. Dude's not broke. He makes good money. Like, everything's fine. Even working 50 or 60 hours a week, you probably looked at, I know business owners that work 80, right? And, making whatever money you're making, you're paying bills, you're fine. And you probably know business owners struggling. So there's kind of that like lack of perspective. So mm-hmm. just coming in and me going, half of my coaching to Mike is me pulling out my hair going, you don't understand how much opportunity your life is going to be so much better. And him going, well, this guy's freaking the heck out. So all we're really doing, I shouldn't say all we're really doing, but a key of what we're doing is changing his norm, his belief of I'm a business owner, 40, 50, 60 hours is reasonable. Working all the time, even when I travel, I'm a business owner. I got to do it. Making, I don't say thin margins, but you make $200,000 and you go from, 10% profit to 20 or 20 to 30. That's $200,000 per pop, right? And if you make two of those switches, that's $400,000. Like we're talking real money. And just the belief of like, I can have that. That's okay. So I guess the big thing I'm saying, Clean Nation, is make sure you're spending time with people who are getting the results that you want and looking at the world the way that you want to look. Make sure they're getting the results that they want, because they will be looking at the world in the way that you need to look at the world to get the results that you want. The problem is we hang out with a bunch of broke knuckleheads that, if we're the smartest guy or the richest guy in that room, we got to change rooms, man. Like, I don't know. We haven't talked about this specifically, Mike, but you're a bright guy and you're a successful guy. So I'm guessing most of the places you went, you're talking with smaller business owners or guys or gals that have a job, or relatively you're more successful. So, and they're like, well, maybe you work a little more and blah, 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 but you got this nice big business and blah, blah, blah. So we just got to get you in the different room, right? We put you in another room where the average net worth is $20 million and they're all running $50, $60 million businesses. All of a sudden you're like, well, this is a different kettle of fish. And I promise you, the conversations in one room are completely different than the conversation in the other. So it's just change that perspective. And that the easiest way to shift perspective is shift who you spend time with and be very intentional. You guys have all heard the old thing of your five closest friends is the average net worth of your five closest friends. That's your net worth, friend. I just love that's really what I heard, is we just shifted your perspective. You came in thinking,
definitely.
And then you thought you're 8 out of 10, and you are, but you realize, well, this account goes up to 1,000. There's so many different better levels I can do.
Right.
And you've been soaking it up. Okay. That's of everything you said, that's all I wanted to comment. So parting words. If you could just say one thing to Cleaning Nation, guys and gals that are stuck in the office, not making the money that they could or should, maybe a little fearful, what's the one encouragement or coaching you would give them based on your new enlightened state here?
Well, what I said before, just to be decisive, to make a decision, to, if they know that there's something wrong, I mean, if you have a business owner that they're still cleaning or doing, and they like it, and they really, there's, you know, there's different people for everything. There's different, but I think when we all start a business, we start with the idea, you know, one day I'm going to be successful. Successful means I'm going to be making enough money that I don't have to work 9 to 5. I don't have to be stuck in an office or a job. So if you're okay doing that, that's your life. Okay. But if you started a business, I believe that you want that freedom, family time, everything that we envision. And then after we start, we get involved in the business and we go, well, I have to work hard. I'm the owner. So this, no. If you want to get ahead, really make a decision to, first of all, to delegate. Don't be afraid. It's part of my, also the fears that I have. If you're still cleaning, hire cleaners and delegate the cleaning. If you're doing, like I was doing, invoicing, scheduling, whatever you're doing, that it's like you put it, is a $10 an hour job or $12 or $15, get rid of it. Delegate to someone. And then you do what, you know, the high level task that you need to do to really get ahead. Because if you keep doing invoicing, you're going to stay doing invoices the rest of your life and you're going to stay at that level. That's the money that you're going to make. So definitely make a decision today to really make a change and the mindset, it's great. I'm going to tell you something. When I started in your program and I heard you said a mindset coach, in my mind, I said, what does that have to do with cleaning? I thought I was going to get coached on cleaning.
Yeah.
And now I see the value. I mean, it's unbelievable because, and you always say, we have to fix you first as the business owner, and then we fix your business. That's 100% true. Because if I kept having the mindset that I had, I have to work hard. I have to be, you know, on top of everything. It doesn't matter how many times you tell me, you know what, don't do this task. You need to increase prices. But my mindset is still the old Mike. So that's so important, the mindset, you know, to change it and to really. So, yeah.
If I had anything better to add, I would, but that was so well said, Mike. We're going to end it there. Cleaning Nation, thank you so much for joining. This is a great podcast. Usually I just send you to Grow My Cleaning Company for all the resources. I want to go a step further because I'm really, Mike got me fired up. If you've made a decision, you're like, I need some dadgum help, shoot me an email, mike@growmycleaningcompany.com, and just say, hey, I listened to the podcast with Mike Castro. I got inspired. I've been stuck. Tell me about your situation. I'm stuck here. Tell me what you're committed to do, and I'll do what I can to help you. But take action. I can't imagine that's too scary. If it is, get more committed. And if you don't want to do that, find a different action. But right now, before you go listen to the other podcast, you know, I know we like to, you know, download a bunch of these. Just take a break, hit pause. Again, mike@growmycleaningcompany.com. Just shoot me an email or do something. Decide what you're going to do. I love that. I'll look for you in email. See you soon. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.